It's a Great Day at Park Forest. This is Stephanie, and I can help you.
Hey, Stephanie. I'm calling because we are moving to St. Louis in the next couple months. We were wondering if we could come check out a couple of your townhomes within the next few weeks.
Sure. I'd love to help you with that. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yeah, sure. My name's Jake Waris.
Okay, Jake. And where are you moving from? What area?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. What's bringing you to St. Louis?
I just got a job as a manager at Amazon. So I'm moving my family over here and a couple of my dogs.
Awesome. Great. And are you kind of familiar with the area?
We're somewhat familiar. We came and checked it out a few weeks ago, and I actually used to have family from that area and went there when I was a kid, but I haven't
okay.
been there within the past 10, 15 years besides just visiting a couple weeks ago. But, we're thinking we're going to buy a house, but since I'm not going to be starting the job for a while, we're probably just going to rent start off.
Understand. How's the family feel about the move? Are they excited?
Oh, yeah, we're really excited, honestly. And you guys look like you have a really cool place, so we're pretty excited to come check you guys out. It's pretty nice compared to some of the other stuff we've been looking at.
Awesome. Well, yeah, you've definitely called the right place. Park Forest is a really beautiful community. We have a lot of fun amenities. We're really big on hosting events for our residents each month, so it really is a fun place to live.
Oh, awesome.
And who's all going to be moving with you?
So my wife, Rebecca, and then my son, who's about to turn a year old in April, actually, Lewis, and then my two dogs. So, yeah, that's one thing. We were reading your policy and stuff. So we have two dogs. We have one just beagle mix. She's probably about 30, 40 pounds. And we also have a bulldog hound mix of some sort. So I understand that you guys have a specific policy on that. So I just wanted to see what that was like.
Yeah, absolutely. What's your dog's name?
Yeah, Margot and Dewey.
Oh, cute. Now, do they like other dogs?
Oh, yeah, they're very well socialized, definitely. And we go to the dog park regularly. They're very good dogs, honestly. Like, Dewey's the bigger dog. He's the American Bulldog mix. But he's definitely submissive to the Beagle because I had her first and I got him as a puppy. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah, because I was going to say we have a really great pet park here on property. So that's good that they like other dogs and they can go kind of run around. We do actually like pet events for our pets here. We did like a Puppuccino day and head of the month. So yeah, we love
that's
our
That's cool.
Love
that's
our
awesome.
Pets.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Like, this sounds really cool. Honestly, yeah, this sounds great. So, but yeah, I was just wondering how this process works and if there's anything specifically you need to ask me and how,
For sure, for sure. Well, I know you said that, well, first I just want to let you know pets would be fine. Since we are pet friendly, that's not a problem. We do have a pet deposit of $250.
Okay.
And that's per dog, but that is completely refundable upon move out, okay? And
okay.
And the pet rent would be just $25 per month.
Okay.
Per pet. And how much do you think that they weigh together?
Okay, they probably weigh, I'm assuming 90 pounds.
Okay. And so for townhomes, that wouldn't be a problem since you are looking at the townhomes. So I would need to know when are you guys looking to make your move and get moved into Park Forest so I can kind of give you information on one that would best fit your needs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've been looking at your website, too, and we saw a couple available. We're trying to move anywhere around March, like in the month of March, because my start date's April 5th, so we're trying to get maybe in there a month before just so we can get everything situated, get a feel for the layout and the community and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the townhomes, I don't know, have you kind of looked online to see what those different layouts entail for, like, the Forget-Me-Not and the Morning Glory? Okay. Which one kind of caught your eye and would best fit your guys'
So let me look at – I had to put it pulled up on my iPad real quick, just a minute. We were interested in the – Where is it? So I think it was the Morning Glory townhome and the Forget-Me-Not.
Okay, perfect. So for that time frame, that March time frame, I will have a Forget-Me-Not coming available. It would be ready to move into by, right around like March 17th. Does that move-in time frame work for you guys?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, perfect. And this one would be so nice because just at like the end of your sidewalk there, it meets like the park area. So I'm sure your one-year-old would love that in that.
Oh, really?
Warmer months. Yeah.
Yeah, Dad. Wow, that's perfect. Wow. And which one is that? Do you know which layout?
Forget-Me-Not. Yep.
Okay.
That's the Forget-Me-Not. And I am going to email you information on all these just so you can kind of go over it with,
awesome.
With your wife, Rebecca. Okay.
For sure.
And then, other than that, I know you said the Morning Glory, if you guys could move a little bit later in the month, I do have a Morning Glory that's going to be available also, and that one is actually right by the pet park. So both
awesome.
Of those options, great options
wow.
for you guys, and I will email you over information on both of those. So what is a good email for you, Jake?
Okay, I'm probably going to have you use her email. It's going to be R.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. R. Clar, C-L-A-R, 96.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
At Gmail. Perfect. And I'll include the addresses, too, so you can kind of look at the community map and see where they're located.
Awesome.
Where I'm talking about, just to get a little bit better of a visual. And then
sure.
when are you guys coming to the area to take a tour?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're coming down the 24th. So that's a Sunday, yeah, the 24th and the 25th.
Okay. Yeah, and that's perfect because, you know what, that's my weekend to work, so I'll be here. So I'll be able to tour
awesome.
You.
Cool.
Good deal. And then did you want to go ahead and just schedule something now?
Yeah,
Thursday,
sure.
23rd or 24th? So
yeah.
on Saturday, I think the sooner the better because if you wait to fill out those applications until then, they're probably going to be already leased. We lease a lot sight unseen with our limited availability right now. After I send you all this information, if you go over it with your wife and you guys are comfortable to go ahead and get your application submitted, that way it will secure one of these homes off the market for you. And then
do we have to put the deposit too when we do that, like immediately?
So you would put the deposit after you've been approved. So
okay.
you know, let's say if you talk it over with her and you guys apply either today or tomorrow, you would put the deposit down upon approval, which is normally within like 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Now the deposit for that is just $500.
Okay.
And you can split that up into two separate payments.
Okay, cool.
Half once we have you approved and then the other half upon move-in. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do you think Saturday we open up at 10? Do you feel like around 10:30 or 11 would work for your guys' schedule?
So we're getting there on Sunday, the 24th.
Oh,
so we're on we kind of have a weird, she's a respiratory therapist, so she kind of has a funky schedule. So we're coming down on that Sunday, which is the 24th, and then we're going to be there that Monday too, the 25th, and then we're leaving the 26th.
Okay. So when you guys come in, do you feel like you'll have time on that day, the 24th, or would Monday work better for you?
Oh, we could probably we'll just say that because we're also viewing another. I think we may cancel this other place, honestly, because your place sounds better. But because yeah, you guys are way nicer on the phone, though, so we really appreciate that too.
Yeah.
But we could do it on the 24th. Why don't we just say 4 o'clock or something?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. 4 o'clock. Okay, and cool. Then I'm going to email you. All the information that we just went over, so you have all of that. And then I look forward to talking to you more. And if your wife has any questions that she thinks of and wants to give me a call, just have her give me a call or shoot me an email, and we can go from there, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, Jake. Oh, Jake, I'm sorry. One more thing. What is a good phone number
yeah.
for you? Got your email?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get your phone number.
For sure. So my number is 816 456-1823.
Perfect. All righty, Jake. You guys have a great day, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
For sure. And actually, I do have one more question real quick about what you were saying about applying. So should we – so you're saying we should probably apply now and just probably put down half what – like, because we could pick do we have to confirm which townhouse we want right now if we wanted to reserve one, or do we have to
Good question. So after you kind of look at both of those options and see which one works best for you and your family, you would apply for one home in particular. Now, let's say, you know, you change your mind in 2 or 3 days. If that other apartment is available still, I can move you from that one to another one.
Okay.
But there's just no guarantees with that, you know. So,
okay, for sure, I can fully get that.
Yeah, just definitely look at both. I mean, the biggest difference is going to come down to, you know, with that forget-me-not, you do, if that's one of our tri-levels. So that one, you're going to have, like, a rec room finished basement area with washer and dryer hookups down there as well. You have a back patio off that third lower level.
Yeah.
And then with the Morning Glory, that's a bi-level. So you wouldn't have, you know, that bottom level, your patio would be coming off of, like, your kitchen area.
For sure.
So as far as space-wise, that's going to be the biggest difference there.
For sure.
So, yeah, I'll include all those notes separately, because I know as you're kind of, you know, looking, it's hard to keep them separate sometimes. They all kind of start running together.
Uh-huh.
So I'll make sure to include those notes in there for you, too, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.